With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. South Dakota State University fell short in the football championship subdivision national championship. The Jackrabbits lost Sunday to Sam Houston. The Bearcats scored the go-ahead touchdown with 16 seconds left and won 23-21. It was the first national title game appearance for longtime Jackrabbits head coach John Stiglmeyer.
I'm very proud of our program. I have been for decades. I'm more proud today than ever. We had a chance to be national champs and we fell short. We didn't come to Frisco, Texas to do that. And so our guys are resilient. They're winners. They're unbelievable student athletes. And I expect them to roll up their sleeves and go back to work and do everything they can to get back to Frisco.
Heavy rain and strong winds played a significant role in the game. SDSU quarterback Mark Gronowski suffered an apparent knee injury during the team's first offensive possession. He didn't return to action. The football season was postponed from the fall to the spring because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Jacks will take a few weeks off before beginning preparations for a normal schedule this fall. They'll open the season September 4th at Colorado State. A legislative committee is approving a rule that prevents law enforcement officers from using medical marijuana. That rule conflicts with a voter-approved medical marijuana program. The program prevents disciplinary action against licensed professionals for using medical cannabis. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The Law Enforcement Officers Standard and Training Commission is changing the definition of moral conduct by officers and 911 dispatchers. That includes preventing marijuana use, which was approved by voters in November. Paul Bashand is with the commission. He says if law enforcement officers are involved in a shooting while on duty, they're given a urinalysis test after the fact. If officers have marijuana in their system,
that creates a whole host of problems related to not only that shooting, but similarly his certification. When you look at the federal law, marijuana is a controlled substance under the Federal Controlled Substances Act and says you cannot possess a firearm.
Bashan said he did not look at what nearby states are doing about cop licensure and medical marijuana policy. He says the Law Enforcement Licensing Board is comfortable with the language in the new rules. The Colorado Peace Officer Standards and Training Board does not have a similar rule. Their employers have the legal right to ban off-duty use of certain substances by their employees. South Dakota Democratic Representative Ryan Schwach voted against the licensure rule. He says it should not include 911 dispatchers.
It's hard for me to see how if a doctor prescribed them medication for their anxiety that may come from having a difficult job, if the doctor felt that medical marijuana off hours was the best for that dispatcher, I don't understand why we're prohibiting that.
The new rule conflicts with a provision in the voter-approved medical marijuana program. That provision protects licensed professionals from losing their certification if they have a medical marijuana prescription. Governor Kristi Noem wanted to delay implementation of the program for a year so lawmakers could study any conflict in state law. Legislators declined to go along. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota businesses are suffering a new problem as the pandemic winds down: worker shortages. A top retail official says employers should think creatively to avoid business disruptions. SDPB's Kyle Ireland has more.
Nathan Sanderson is the executive director of the South Dakota Retailers Association. He says if businesses don't have workers, they can't serve their customers.
Some type of restaurants that have a drive-through location have their dining areas closed. Why is that? Well, I've talked to a lot of businesses, and they say, because we can't find the six more workers we need in order to reopen our dining area. That's the kind of thing that we're hearing from businesses all across South Dakota.
Sanderson says businesses have to make themselves attractive to potential workers.
But it's got to be the kinds of things that workers find valuable beyond just pay. Flexibility to take care of things at home or with their children, you know, additional paid time off. The ability to work certain hours of the day as opposed to other hours of the day.
The South Dakota Department of Labor says there are 23,000 job openings in the state. the unemployment rate is 2.9%. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
The Bush Foundation has announced its 2021 fellowship recipients. There are 24 individuals and 4 are from South Dakota. The foundation received more than 500 applicants for this year's program. Recipients are accomplished community leaders who want to strengthen their skills. Each fellow receives a flexible $100,000 grant to develop leadership skills that help them give back to their communities. Kami Mila Locke is one of the new Bush Fellows. She works at Standing Rock to improve education for Lakota youths.
The education that exists currently here at this spot is not serving the population. So, you know, ultimately, it's why not take the time, you know, try to create a system that will serve the young people. This is creating change, creating systems where whole generations are able to arrive and be whole people and be healthy.
Locke also focuses on reconnecting young people with their land and culture. Patry Acevedo Fuentes is another new South Dakota-based Bush Fellow. Fuentes is an architect in Rapid City who focuses on building more equitable communities.
So my goal is to start expanding who is at the table and whose voice we get to hear when we are designing. Architecture school teaches you that you have this great idea and you implement it. But the truth is that we are not the know-all, end-all of what our communities should be. And we need to have a more permeable process that really allows different voices to be at the table.
She says her work intersects with Locke's in a meaningful way.
What I do is concrete. It's permanent. I'm a tool for what Camomila does. I build this space that she needs in order to succeed.
Both Fuentes and Locke want to reimagine and transform their respective fields. For a full list of this year's Bush Fellowship recipients, visit bushfoundation.org. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.